Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Do you share images or videos of your children on social media? Well, sharenting, as it's called, it can be a divisive topic when it comes to child safety, also privacy concerns. So should you think before you post? Is it a big conversation in your house? And perhaps your views have changed. I'm joined on the line by Mary McCarthy, who's a columnist with the Irish Independent, and Siobhan O'Neill White from mams.ie. And it's lovely to have you both with us. Mary, I might start with you. What's your own take on sharing images or videos of your children, on sharenting?
Morning, Claire. Yes, I'll be honest, Claire, I don't do it anymore. I used to do it, and I tell you, I'm really tempted because, for two reasons. First, for professional clout, because you do get more engagement, Claire, when you use your kids, right? For example, after the Dublin riots, I brought my kids into town to show that I didn't think there was any danger. And I took a picture of them on the Halfpenny Bridge. I got loads like that. That posted really well. Usually my post, like, I'm lucky to get 3 or 4 likes, you know. And if that was just me scowling at the camera into the, you know, on the Halfpenny Bridge, I wouldn't have gotten any likes. So it does, I can see why people do it, because you do definitely get more engagement. So that's why I'm tempted. And then on a personal reason, I'm proud of my kids. Like, Claire, I honestly feel they're my biggest achievement. So I want to get them out there, you know. I don't do it now because my kids hate it, right? They really, really give out about it. They get really annoyed. So that's the last pic I put on Twitter, though. I think that was last year. And the last time I had them in the newspaper article was actually just during COVID, because it was for an article for video games. And they actually demanded that I give them the newspaper fee, because they were like, Mammy, we're not doing it again. We don't want our picture in the paper. And the reason they didn't like it was because my eldest was beginning to Google online, and he could see, and his friends were slagging him. So I see how people, I understand why people do it, but I think people don't think enough about what their kids are going to think of them later on.
Yeah, boy, because when they get older, they get very clued in, as yours are now, and they decide, you know, in your case, that they don't like it. Siobhan, I know you use social media for your website, mams.ie. I'm just having a look at it here. You ask your children, do you, if they want to be in the post? Is that how it works in your house?
Yeah, I do. So, I mean, I've been doing this since 2009. So I was made redundant and I wanted a job that I could work around the kids, you know. So this suited us and our family dynamic. But, you know, if we were going off and doing a review, say in a hotel or something like that, I would speak to the kids about it and ask them, is it okay? We might do, you know, we might do a little video, or we might do some pictures. And sometimes they say yes and sometimes they'd say no. And that's absolutely fine. You know, it's not their job to do that kind of thing. Now, my girls are great. They generally don't mind. They'll hop into certain videos and we'll have a little bit of a skit. My son doesn't really like it, so he's not really in them. And I've had people say to me, oh God, you wouldn't even know you had a son. And I say, yeah, but I respect his privacy. If he doesn't want to be, you know, in videos or in pictures or something like that, I absolutely respect his choice, and that's absolutely fine. Mm-hmm. I think my family has a WhatsApp group, and we share most of the things in that privately. When Facebook was big back in the day, we did share stuff, but I would have my own page private, and most of my family would as well. I think a lot of people don't realise that you should probably set your page to private.
Yeah, you're conscious of it.
Look at your settings, mm-hmm. because people will take your children's images and use them for other purposes. And I was saying to your researcher earlier, my daughter, Robin, she donated 12 inches of her hair to the Rapunzel Foundation, which is for children with cancer and alopecia, and they make them wigs. And we did, you know, she did this thing. And I said, you know, is it okay if we do a little blog about this? And we weren't getting paid for it or anything. We just thought it was a really nice thing to do. We know someone who has alopecia and how, you know, much that can affect your life. And we put up a little picture with the salon and stuff like that, and it encouraged other people's children to go and do the same thing. So that was a really nice thing to do. However, somebody on Instagram took her picture, that picture with her donating her hair, and used it for a completely different purpose. So I had to report that to Instagram, contact them, tell them they did not have my permission to use that picture. So it was taken down. So even when I'm careful about what I share and I'm careful about my settings, pictures still will be abused and people still will take them. Mm-hmm. And I think we just have to be very mindful. You know, I always think, if I put that picture out there, it's out there forever. Is that something that's going to come back and they might not like it in years to come, or they might say, why did you do that? So I think about it in that respect.
Yeah, I mean, I have this in my head that, you know, you can share images of your children now when they're young, but don't forget that you'll probably have a 17-year-old who's much taller than you asking you, you know, with a very angry face, why you decided that it was okay to share that picture. And that probably is going to happen, isn't it?
It will happen.
I'm there,
I have teenagers now, I have teenagers, and that's why I completely respect if they don't want to be involved with something. That's absolutely their right and that's their choice. And, you know, if I'm going off to do something and the kids don't want to get involved, maybe my mom or sister will come along with me and we'll do something. So I will always work around the kids. But I always think in 10 years time or whatever, you know, is that something that they're not going to be happy about? And I make loads of photo albums in our house. I do loads of photos. So at Christmas time when all the family get together, I make the kids get into pictures for that. And we make up a family calendar every year and they're not allowed to get out of that one.
Right.
But that's not to be shared on social media. Yeah,
that's different.
For our own family.
Mary, you wanted to come in there. What did you want to say?
Oh, no, I just said, Claire, I am that mother looking up at my son and he's saying, why is this picture online, you know? So, like, I do think, Siobhan, you sound like you have kind of, you've talked to them enough, so you've got their opinions. Like, what I find really annoying is the people who put pictures of their kids up and they have the emojis over their eyes. You know, have you seen that are like a heart over their face? Like Mark Zuckerberg does that with his three daughters. And at least, Siobhan, like you own it, you put it up and you've talked to your kids.
Yeah.
Maybe they won't mind. It sounds like you've done your due diligence. I didn't do my due diligence. I just went ahead. And now, Claire, I am that, you know, I do have my son. And he uses it to blackmail me. He say, well, you put a picture up of me, you didn't actually ask me. So can I have €20 to go out on Friday? So, I mean, I just can't do it anymore because they, and also my partner, he was also really annoyed. So just to keep the peace, I don't do it. And I kind of do see friends with younger kids and I feel like saying to them, but you see, you don't want to be judgy over anyone, you know, but I mean, never mind the online predators, and there are online predators, right? But it's the respecting the privacy and your relationship with your kids. Like that's the main thing, you know.
And Siobhan, I'm conscious that there's a baby there who might need you more than we do. So if you have to run, just go, right? We understand.
Yeah.
I just have a message here from...
There wasn't a peep. Ah,
listen,
and then the minute I start chatting, he just starts chatting.
That's always the way, because you're supposed to be, in his mind, only talking to him. This listener says, what on earth is wrong with parents having to share everything, their poor children? And I did ask Mary that in the first of all, and she gave us some really good reasons why you would want to do this, because you're proud of your children, because you're going to get more interaction with people if you put them on social media than you would if it was just you. But can you answer that, Siobhan, for that listener? Why do people feel they have to share everything?
Because we're in a share culture. I mean, if you go out now, I mean, I know if I go out with my younger sister, we do the boomerang with the drinks and we do the selfies and all this kind of stuff. If I go out with my friends in our 40s, we don't do any of that. It's generational. I just think this generation coming up, it's like, if it didn't happen, if it's not recorded for social media, if it's not for the gram, it didn't happen. Where, like when I went to Taylor Swift, I listened to Taylor Swift. I didn't record Taylor Swift. And I was looking at people recording and I just thought they're missing it. They're missing the gig.
Yeah.
You're missing your life. And if you're taking 20 pictures of your baby to get the perfect picture, you're missing that time with your baby. Take a couple. If they're not great, so what?
Well, listen,
it's fine, but
I think
living in the moment.
I don't want you to miss any time with that baby because he clearly wants you. We'll let you go. Siobhan, thanks so much. Siobhan O'Neill-White from mams.ie and Mary McCarthy there, who's a columnist with the Irish Independent.